another measure, oh Holy Ghost, another 10,000. Aremu will not be the same, oh Ebuka will not be the same. Another measure, oh Holy Ghost, Kabo. Aremu, we've been doing programs, hosting meetings, and yet I've not heard that a concert like this was held and somebody that died rise. Another measure. But I read my Bible, sir. Everywhere the apostles enter, the Bible, miracle was like freestyle for them. It was not new. Anywhere they enter, lame walk, blind see, deaf hear. And I told God, you see, we've been crying revival, revival, but we don't know that. Let me tell you, there's no revival anywhere again. Revival is here. Revival, God didn't keep revival anywhere. Revival, God did not hide revival. He said that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if that same spirit lives in you, it will quicken your mortal bodies. The spirit of God is the revival of our time. But the problem is that we've not been able to accelerate it inside our life. We are too polluted. You see this body, the Holy Spirit can't stay. Because many of us are, that's why I'm not moved when people are doing shatata. Because when you see those people, many of them, when they go back to the life they've been living. They are only praying here. They are only praying here so you can see them. But no, not for my generation. As long as Ebuka can live it, Kai. I told myself, I'm a very young age, sir. You see me, my life will count. My life must count. I must leave this world and generations will hear stories. They will read. They will not just read. They will see me inside of other people. When they see a boy, they say, "Aye, do you know that Ebuka? That time, look at his walking like this leg." Another measure. So what you need here, if you want to walk in that power, is as simple as that. Look at the apostles. They were doing miracle. One, I don't know what to call him. And he came to them and he said, "Come and give me, let me pay for this anointing that you have." He wanted to buy the anointing of the apostles. And Peter casted him. And he said, "Get away. This thing that you see me do is by the spirit of my Father. Money did not give me. I cannot give you prayer life. You cannot buy prayer life. You cannot carry money and give me to buy prayer life or fasting life. That I can fast and you're coming to say, 'I tap.' It's a lie. You're not tapping anything. Don't be deceived. All this, 'I tap, I tap, I tap, I tap, I tap.' You are not tapping anything. You have to stay there. You will pray." She stayed there 2 hours. That's why she had what she had. What you need to do is to stay there 2 hours too. Don't deceive yourself that my pastor. See, the grace where pastor is, every of the church member has to be on the same grace. Your pastor cannot be in 100 and you are 89. It's a crime. You have to be on the same place. Not because he's your pastor. You are now saying because he's the head. No. It's a crime that you are not on the same level. It's a crime that as a church, in the midnight, you are still calling pastor. The duty of pastor is to guide you. You do we pray. We pray. We'll stop all the caricature and we will pray for him that we must touch something. And we born, but not for 2 days. Oh. Not for 2 weeks. Oh. What I need is internal. What I want is internal. Oh. And we born, but not for 2 days. Not for 2 weeks. Oh. What I need is eternal. What I'm crying for is eternal. Oh. Are we born but not for 2 months? Not for 2 years. Oh. Some people will come and say that year when I used to pray. I remember that year when I used to pray. All this you are doing, we don't do and pass. Congratulations, sir. What happened to your fire? Same man said, what happened to that fire you started with? What happened to it? Not for 2 weeks. Oh. What I need is eternal. We will cry. We will cry now. That God, I will labor in prayers. I will labor in fasting. I will labor in my study, you know, to be better. I will labor in prayers. I will labor in fasting. I will labor in my study, you know. Every day I will study my Bible. Every day I will labor. Every day I will pray. Every day I will pray. I will labor in prayers. I hear this, so I can go. No stress. I want to call something. And if you know you are in this category, please, I want a minute. When something falls on you like this, it's called heavy weight. Heavy weight. It's like when a rock falls on a human being and you can't lift yourself until somebody helps you to remove the rock. That's what happens in the place of prayer. God, release heavy weight. Before you can accelerate our capacity, it takes time. It takes time. You're a minister here. You want to catch this fire. You want to minister to like this. It's very easy. But stay. Can you stay? So I will call. I don't like when I'm calling like this and we delay. You are here. You want your prayer life to enter a new dimension. You are here. You know that your prayer life has been weak. Some of us, we started prayer fully well. But you want, can you come out? Very fast. Very fast. Very fast. Ah, I love this. When our fathers comes out before the youth. See, I will keep saying it. You see, my father, Baji, you see, he always tell me, he said, Ebuka, there are some things you will say that some church will not invite you again. I said, okay, thank God I will say it so that they will not invite me again. But my glory is that I've already said it. So you see me, I don't close my mouth. You are a mother here, you know you don't pray. Your children's life is at stake. Your children wakes up every morning and what they see is as you wake up, you carry your phone on data and you are chatting good morning message. That's what they see you every day do. And you are also here. There is something that you desire from the Spirit of God that you are here to see. Come out. Anything at all. Come out. Come out. There is something you want God to do. Maybe you are sick in your... Okay. Okay. Those that you want a healing. You want a touch of God for something. Maybe you are sick or somebody that you know is sick. Come out soon. We will separate you. Come out. You have ushers. Please let me arrange them. You can come forward more so that you don't suffocate pastor. I will burn, but not for 2 days. Not for 2 months. What I need is eternal. Come. Yes, you. Come. No, she. What's your name? Are you ready to pray? I will labor in prayers. This is what you just said to God. I will labor in fasting. I will labor in my study. To bear and bear. To listen, Jesus said something. And that's what I will tell you here that you will pray. He said, I cannot give you what you ask for because you can't bear it. You see, when a woman enters a labor room, can you bring the sound down? When a woman enters, it's called the labor room. The doctor calls it the labor room. But we in the spirit, we call it the favor room. But when a woman enters the labor room to birth a child, trust me, there is a process called labor. Eh? A woman cannot just stand like this, closing her two legs, and the child will come out. Even the child will be forcing to come out. And she's, imagine you want to give birth, you're closing, say, baby, stay, don't come out. The woman has to go through a process called what? Labor. And in that place of labor, you are doing, she will scream. That is a process that we don't understand. After that process, what happens? A child is birthed. Then now there are two people. Some people, they don't have the strength to live, but what do they do for them? Operation. And when they do operation for them, their life is at stake. It's either they survive or God just have mercy on you and save you. So hear me. If you are in this place, you don't want to go through labor, you want to go through operation in the spirit to get what you want to get. Sorry, your life is at stake. So you must labor. You see the life of Selman today, they have labored. Me talking to you, we labor. I was telling my guy, I didn't even want to come out again. Because we got to a place, we were just praying. And my pianist was telling me, time, we need to go, time. I'd forgotten all those things. You know why? In the place of God, God does not work with time. He's outside time. We are inside time. Him is outside time. That's why anytime we are somewhere, we'll be looking at time. But God doesn't look at time to do something for you. He will just tell you, stay. When it pleases him, he says, take it. So I came to tell you here, as you desire that prayer life, sir, see, you have to labor. There's a place called laboring. You have to enter the labor room. The building is enough for you. When you come, you are welcome. How to look? You are praying. You are not saying, God, do this to God. You are praying in tongues. That's how you make something. You don't need to be a minister before you carry something. So now those of us here, can we hold ourselves like this? Let me. Okay, if you are here and you came out for healing or a touch, can you do your hands and let me know? Okay, you.